Actor, writer, and comedian John McGivern grew up gay in a Catholic family in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's given him plenty of material to go on. McGivern's comedy has been featured on HBO and Comedy Central, and he's made a name for himself playing an elf in Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris. But for everyone, holidays at home are unique. Here are some of McGivern's Milwaukee memories.
And the third born of six kids in 11 years to a working-class family in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My parents, Bill and Joan, were incredibly clever when they named their six Irish Catholic kids. I have a brother named Jim. I have another brother named Tim. I have one more brother. His name is Mike. My name is John. So we have Bill, Joan, Jim, Tim, Mike, and John. By a syllable. I have two Irish Catholic sisters, Colleen Mary Margaret and Maureen Mary Margaret. Very clever, very Irish, very Catholic, very 1950s and early 60s. My father was a bricklayer, mason, welder, and an incredible craftsman, carpenter. My mother was a mother. She spent most of her day boiling food. Seeing that my father was a craftsman, all of the toys that we received from Santa were handcrafted wooden toys. We got wooden guns. We got wooden train set. We got wooden cars. We got a wooden bowling set. When you're 7 years old and you get a wooden gun, you think, what a piece of crap. How did that happen? And when you ask my carpenter father, why did Santa bring us wooden toys? Jimmy Sekulinski got the Bazooka Joe gun that fired real plastic torpedoes. And my father would say that Santa knew that he was a carpenter. Who told him? My sister's got this incredible wooden dollhouse, two-story dollhouse, with linoleum in the kitchen and carpeting in the living room, and it was the same linoleum and carpeting that we had in our house. How did Santa know? And it was a two-story dollhouse, and the bedrooms upstairs were under the eaves, so they were short little bedrooms, and the only dolls that could fit into those bedrooms were the troll dolls. Barbie, Ken, and Skipper lived on the first floor, and the trolls lived on the second floor, and we as kids knew that Barbie didn't live with trolls. How did Santa not know that? And all of those wooden toys were found underneath a sheet, underneath the tree on Christmas morning. The tree. Most people have some sort of fir tree, you know, that Douglas fir or the Fraser fir. I never saw a fir as a kid. We had a white pine tree. And I thought as a kid, oh, that must be the tradition. Well, I found out later in life that that's just a really cheap tree. My father went to the Odd Lot Tree Lot on 18th and Burleigh in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after work on Friday with six of his buddies. Six bricklaying buddies would go to the Odd Lot Tree Lot. But first, they would stop at the Uptowner there on Humbleton Center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to have six Pabst Blue Ribbon beers. Then they would go to the Odd Lot Tree Lot and buy the $6 white pine tree and rope it to the top of their Rambler station wagons and haul it home. When my mother saw my father pull up with the station wagon with the white pine tied to the roof, she would run to the front closet and pull out that wire hanger and disassemble that wire hanger so that when they pulled the tree in, my mother knew that it had a crooked trunk. She would tie that wire hanger around the tree trunk and then fasten it to the lock on the middle window. And that crooked tree stood still. It stood still and straight in the living room of the McGivern household on the east side of Milwaukee. My mother was a miracle worker. She could make a crooked tree stand straight and boil her food. That's what she could do. My mom. And we would go on Christmas morning. We would sit around that tree, but there were a few things to do before we could sit around the tree. At 6:30, my parents got us up. I shared a bedroom with three brothers, four boys in one room, two sets of bunk beds. I was on the lower left. My father would come in and say, it's time to get up at 6:30 on Christmas morning, and he would make us all take a bath on Christmas morning. Today, that's called child abuse. We didn't want to take a bath. We just wanted to get under the tree to find the wood. You know what I mean? We would come back from church and sit around the dining room table waiting for my father to prepare that Christmas breakfast. We would eat breakfast, and then we would sit around the sheet underneath the tree and wait for the wooden toys to be placed in our hands. To John from Santa, open that gift one year, and there was a wooden gun, shellacked to brilliance. And I said to my brother Tim, "Timmy, isn't this the gun you lost last year?" My brother Timmy said, "It sure is." And I said to my dad, "How did Santa find this gun?" And he said, "Well, that's how good Santa is." And I realized later in life that my father invented re-gifting. Oh, Dad, the carpenter. The tree was brilliant. The toys were shellacked and brilliant. And then a week before every Christmas, my parents would put us into that Rambler station wagon and take us down Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee, make a left on Capitol Drive, where we would go to 56th and Capitol, to Capitol Court Mall, the big mall in the 60s. It was so big that across the street there was a place called Boston Village. It was a Boston store, but obviously bigger because it was a village. And on the south end of Capitol Court Mall was a place called the Kooky Cookie House, which was a big gingerbread man cookie where Santa lived from Thanksgiving to Christmas. He lived. And we would get in the maze to sit on Santa's lap, and Santa would say, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I'd say, "Anything that's not wood, please." We'd get off his lap and go into another maze, the Kooky Cookie Kitchen, where they would give out these brilliant little gingerbread men cookies. They were great cookies. They weren't too big, they weren't too small. They had three buttons made out of white jimmies, and they tasted so good. But most anything tasted good because my mother boiled all of her food. Now Christmas is coming, and I can't wait for Christmas Eve. I have five brothers and sisters, and they all have husbands and wives and kids, and Christmas Eve is reserved for them and their families. I will be at my mom's house with my partner Steve and my mom's brother, my Uncle Jerry, and his wife, my Aunt Luann. It'll be the five of us. And what we'll do is we'll prepare tasteful little appetizers. Oh yeah. We'll exchange tasteful little gifts, and we'll talk about going to midnight mass, which will never happen. Put the cocktail down, Mom. A couple Christmas Eves ago, I was wrapping my gifts, those tasteful little gifts from my Uncle Jerry and Aunt Luann, and on the top of the gift box, I put a DVD, and my mom says, "Oh, gotcha. Now, what is on that DVD?" My mother, by the way, was the dialect coach on the movie Fargo. And I said, "Mom, it's the DVD of the HBO special I did called We're Funny That Way," which was an all-gay special shot in Toronto. And my mom says, "Oh, God, John, now why would you want to give Uncle Jerry and Aunt Luann that gay DVD? They don't know you're gay." I said, "Mom, I think they do." She said, "Oh, no, 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 they don't." I said, "Mom, I think they do." "Oh, John." I said, "Mother, I've been on two Comedy Central specials and an HBO special saying, you know what, my name is John McGivern, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm gay." And my mom says, "Oh, come on, they don't get cable." "Okay, Mom." I wrapped the DVD, and that night we were exchanging our tasteful little gifts, and I gave them the gift box with the DVD on top. And they gave me a gift box, and I opened it up, and in it was a 2-foot hard salami sausage. I said, "Well, thank you. How nice." I turned to my mom and I said, "See, they know." My whole family will be together on Christmas Day. My five brothers and sisters and their husbands and their wives and my 10 nieces and nephews and my partner Steve and I will be at my mom's celebrating the traditions of the McGivern house. And these traditions now are all about four things. The 88 ceramic Santas that my mother has purchased through the years through the Bradford Exchange. If you don't know what the Bradford Exchange is, thank the Lord. We will have to take a visit to all of these Santas because she gets a couple new every year. There's every Santa from every place. There's an Arctic Santa. It's an all-white sitting next to a seal. There's an island Santa who has his shirt open, which is a little disturbing, and he's sitting next to a dolphin. Then there's the Santa who's sitting next to this 18-year-old elf who looks very handsome, and he's giving a look like, "Hey." And my mom says, "That's the gay Santa." It's like, "Well, okay." And then we'll have to visit her 18-piece Celtic creche set. Now, as a child, we had a manger set. I did not know till like 3 years ago what a creche was. Celtic is Irish. Creche is manger. As a child, we had this manger set that was just in a box with some hay. It was the same hay that we had in our Easter baskets. And in that box was Jesus, Joseph, Mary, three wise men, and a donkey. That's all I knew it to be. Now she has 18 pieces, and there's four wise men. And I said to my mother, who's the fourth wise man? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, where is that wise man from? And she said, Toledo. I said, Toledo? I guess that's where the Bradford Exchange sends their stuff from, Mom. Next to her Celtic crush set is her Christmas tree. It's no longer a white pine tree. Now it's a tree that she brings in from the garage. It sits there all year until Christmas. It's a dead tree. It has a little trunk and four little branches. It's completely dead. And on it are the ornaments that I remember oh so fondly as a child, and one strand of lights. And I said, Mom, it's a dead tree. And she says, it's a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I said, Mom, it's dead. And she said, I like it. What can you say to that? Then you've got to go to her kitchen or her dining room and look at that counter, her breakfast counter. Usually there's two stools in front of it. Those stools have taken the place of the tree in the garage. And on that counter, her breakfast counter, is her village Christmas. It's from one end to the other. It's these tiny little houses and tiny little stores that look like they're right out of a train set. There's tiny little people, and there's tiny little trees. And then she goes to her second bathroom and pulls the vanity mirror, which is about 4 foot by 4 foot, and puts it in front of the tiny little village, and she calls it her skating pond. I said, Mother, it's not a pond. It's Lake Michigan. And she says, I like it. And on the other side of the pond is a reindeer that's about 3 feet tall. I said, Mother, there is nothing here to scale. And she said, shut up. I like it. And you know what? So do we.
John McGivern is an actor, writer, comedian from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.